If you happen to go to a doctor's office or a hospital this fall with a cough and fever, you may be asked to take precautions as soon as you're through the door. That's one suggestion contained in new SARS control guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. From Boston, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Patients who enter one of Boston's busiest emergency rooms can't miss a big sign right inside the door.
You may be asked to wear a mask in order to protect our patients, visitors, and staff.
Deborah Yokoe is an infection control doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Due to the medical conditions that many of our patients suffer, even the common cold or flu can be life-threatening.
And SARS is especially deadly, so hospital workers are especially anxious about the possible return of SARS this fall or winter. Emergency room doctor Stephen Bohan tells his staff, don't hesitate.
We have a mantra in the department. Our mantra is cough, fever, mask. Cough, fever, mask. If you see somebody with a cough and they have a fever, put a mask on.
That's exactly what the federal government wants all hospitals and doctor's offices to do in the months ahead. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says face masks, along with frequent hand washing, are the best defense against SARS, especially since there's no good test to tell right away which patient with fever and cough has SARS. In fact, the CDC's John Jernigan says the agency is urging doctors not to use current SARS tests too freely.
What we don't want to happen is for clinicians to decide, well, I'll just get a SARS test on everybody that presents with respiratory illness just to make sure they don't have it. If they do that, that'll be a problem because most of the positive results they get will not represent true infection.
Those false positives will set off alarm bells. Jernigan says too many of those will exhaust healthcare workers and dull their edge if SARS truly does appear. But handing out face masks is only the beginning of what the CDC says hospitals must do to prepare for SARS. Dr. Yokoe says there's a long checklist.
Early identification and isolation of SARS patients, you know, where to put them in the emergency department, how to triage, where they go in the hospital, how to transport them, how to clean equipment. So a lot of detailed procedures are put into place.
Since hospitals can't tell which patient might carry SARS, many patients will need special handling.
This is a negative pressure room. It's taking the air from the inside corridor into the room and then exhausting it after filtering it and cleaning it.
Nurse manager Bill Brick says these expensive rooms keep patients from infecting others.
We would use this for anybody with a fever and a cough. Anytime that we have a suspicion that there's a respiratory infection that could be transmitted by either an airborne method or by small droplets, say from coughing or sneezing.
Any healthcare worker who goes into this isolation room must go through an elaborate ritual. Infection control specialist Susan Marino demonstrates.
There's a special mask that you do wear, which is a tighter fitting one.
SARS precautions also include gowns, gloves, and goggles, and special care in taking it all off before seeing the next patient.
The outside of it's what's contaminated, so you roll it off. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go underneath the cuff like that. Then what we're going to do is take off your goggles.
Emergency room Dr. Stephen Bohan says doing all this for every possible SARS patient will be a hassle.
There's a fixed amount of attention space in everybody's brain, and other things do get displaced. It's not an easy job to keep people at a high level of awareness for things that happen uncommonly.
But some patients are ready to do their part. A man in the waiting room who gives his name as Tony says he'd have no problem wearing a face mask.
I'll put it on. If he said, oh, you're coughing, you're sneezing, you probably got SARS, I put it on right away. Because if I got SARS, I wouldn't want to spread it to somebody else. That person could spread it to somebody else, and that, you know, it could just go on and on.
As they brace for the possible return of SARS, public health officials hope Tony speaks for all Americans. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
The new CDC guidelines and additional reports on SARS are at npr.org.